Welcome to episode 931 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Apostle Paul wrote the epistle to the Romans around AD 56 to 58 in the Greek city of Cenchreae, which was near Corinth. Before the time of the apostles, the practice of writing epistles or formal letters was common and widespread. Epistles were a standard form of communication across various cultures, particularly within the Greco-Roman world, which influenced the regions where early Christianity spread. Political and military leaders used epistles for issuing commands, informing governmental decrees, or communicating with other leaders. Leaders like Cicero and Julius Caesar wrote letters that have been preserved and are studied to this day. Philosophical figures, such as Seneca and Plato, wrote epistolary texts to convey philosophical teachings and correspond with students or peers. These letters often contained moral instructions or philosophical discourse. Literate members of society also used letters for personal communication. These could range from family news to business transactions, mirroring the personal and communal aspects seen in the New Testament epistles. The intended recipients of these letters were often individuals or specific groups. However, some epistles were meant for a broader audience and were circulated and read aloud in gatherings. For example, in a philosophical or community setting, a letter might be read to a group to share the teachings or news it contained. In the case of the New Testament epistles, the apostles wrote to churches or individuals, addressing specific communities or leaders within the early Christian movement. These letters were read aloud to the congregation and often circulated among multiple churches to provide instruction, correction, or encouragement. The context of the letter to the Romans is complex, reflecting both the socio-political and religious milieu of the time. Rome had a significant Jewish population, but after Emperor Claudius expelled Jews from Rome in AD 49, which included Jewish Christians, the Christian community in Rome became predominantly Gentile. This expulsion was eventually reversed, and by the time Paul wrote his letter, Jewish Christians were returning. This situation led to tensions between the Jewish and Gentile members of the Christian community over issues such as dietary laws and observance of the Mosaic Law. Paul wrote Romans as a systematic exposition of the gospel and its implications for both Jews and Gentiles, aiming to unify these diverse groups under the common banner of faith in Christ. He also intended to establish a base of support for his planned mission to Spain, hoping that the church in Rome would assist him. The letter serves multiple purposes: theological instruction, addressing specific controversies within the Roman church, and preparing the way for his forthcoming visit. It is one of the most extensive and theologically rich of Paul's writings, emphasizing salvation by grace through faith, the role of Christ in salvation, and the ethical implications of the gospel. The order of the books in the New Testament, particularly the placement of Paul's letters, reflects both the historical significance of the recipients and the length of the texts, following a principle called hierarchy and size. The Epistle to the Romans is positioned as the first of Paul's letters and sixth in the New Testament for several reasons. Romans is often considered Paul's most comprehensive and theologically significant letter, providing a systematic presentation of the Christian faith and its implications. It addresses themes like sin, salvation, grace, and the role of the law. The profound theological content makes it a cornerstone document of Christian doctrine. Rome was the center of the Roman Empire, the hub of political and cultural power at the time. A letter addressed to the church in this key city carried significant weight. Paul's intent to lay a solid theological foundation for the church that existed in such a pivotal city underscores the letter's prominence. Following the Gospels and Acts, the letters of Paul are generally arranged in descending order of length. Romans is the longest of Paul's epistles, which contributes to its placement at the beginning of the Pauline corpus. The strategic position of the Roman church meant that its theological understanding and practice would have a broad influence. Thus, Paul's comprehensive exposition in Romans had the potential for wide-reaching impact, meriting its prominent placement. The sequence of books in the New Testament was ultimately solidified by church tradition and ecclesiastical use over the centuries. The placement of Romans as the first Pauline epistle, immediately following Acts, reflects its importance in establishing the theological and moral grounding of the Christian community, spread through the narratives in Acts. In a world where our identities are shaped by so many external factors, careers, social circles, family, and personal ambitions, Paul's introduction in Romans 1 verse 1 offers a transformative perspective. He describes himself as set apart for the gospel of God. This isn't just a title. It's a declaration of his life's purpose and passion. What does it mean for us today to be set apart for the gospel? Think about that for a moment. We're coming back to it. Paul's letter to the Romans begins with a powerful identification. He is a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel. This gospel he speaks of is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. It's a message so profound that it reshapes our very existence. Being set apart is not just about being different or distinct. It's about being dedicated to a divine purpose. For Paul, this meant delivering the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which offers salvation to all. His calling was clear, his life redirected from persecutor of Christians to a proclaimer of Christ. Consider your own life. In what ways are you being called to set yourself apart for the gospel? It doesn't necessarily mean leaving everything behind to become a missionary or a pastor, though for some, it might. Being set apart can manifest in how we conduct our business, interact with our neighbors, raise our children, or engage in our communities. It's about living in such a way that the truth of the gospel is evident through our actions, decisions, and priorities. Setting apart might involve sacrifice. It might mean choosing a path less traveled or standing up for biblical truths when they are unpopular. It could involve reaching out in love and service in a way that disrupts our comfortable routines. The gospel calls for a radical kind of love that transcends social, racial, and economic barriers. It's transformative, challenging, and radical. Paul's self-identification as a servant set aside for the gospel is not merely a personal belief, but is presented as a fact rooted in his dramatic encounter with Christ, which redirected his entire life's purpose. Paul's life after his conversion experience, on the road to Damascus, is characterized by tireless missionary work, extensive travels, and the establishment of numerous churches across the Roman Empire, all of which are detailed in the Acts of the Apostles and his epistles. His writings frequently reflect on his role as an appointed apostle to the Gentiles, a calling that he argues was predestined by God. In Galatians 1 verses 15 to 16, Paul explicitly mentions that God set me apart before I was born and called me by his grace to preach among the Gentiles. This sense of divine selection is echoed throughout his epistles and is evident in his enduring commitment to his ministry, despite facing immense hardships, including imprisonment, beatings, and eventual martyrdom. Paul's understanding of being set apart is not only a theological assertion, but is manifested in the tangible impact of his work, which played a pivotal role in the spread of Christianity beyond its Judaic roots, shaping the religious landscape of the Western world. What about you? How have you been set apart? Where has God placed you? In your family, workplace, or community, you have a platform where your life can preach louder than your words. How can you use this platform to reflect the gospel? Being set apart requires intentional spiritual growth. Engage deeply with Scripture, spend time in prayer, and join fellowship with other believers in ways that challenge and encourage you. Being set apart often means being actively involved in serving others. Look for opportunities within your church or local community to serve those in need. Let your actions demonstrate the love and mercy that the gospel embodies. Let your conversations be seasoned with grace and truth, reflecting the hope and love of Christ. Be ready to share why you believe what you believe, doing so with gentleness and respect. Father, thank you for setting us apart for your glorious gospel. Help us to deeply understand the gravity and joy of this calling. Empower us by your Spirit to live lives that are not just set apart, but are also setting an example, a beacon of your love and truth in a world in desperate need of salvation. May our lives be an ongoing testament to your grace, transforming us and touching others. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.